Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. So I'm recording today because we had a change in plans because Iowa's weather is just freaking weird right now. And we're impending a really, really severe storm line coming in the next hour. So I had some extra time today, so figured I would go ahead and get some of my recording done for the week because with the weather, who really knows what the kids' schedules are gonna be. School ends this week, it's just kind of chaotic. So trying to fit things in when I can make them work, and this is the time that worked. So today I kinda wanna go on a little bit of a rant, but give you some information when it comes to competency versus integrity, because I see this a lot. I see it a lot in women I have coached over the years. It tends to be a huge stumbling block. Because we know what we need to do. The problem is we don't demonstrate integrity with ourselves to stay true to what we said we wanted to do when we felt like we wanted to do it. And emotions get in the way of this every single time, you guys. I think if I had to pinpoint one thing that gets in the way of most women's success when it comes to health and wellness and fitness and being consistent, it is how you feel. Because we let how we feel dictate what our actions are, what our choices are, what habits we create unconsciously or consciously. And I think what we really need to do is shift our perspective, because how we feel isn't really the barrier, right? So if we're letting how we feel stop us, let's take that one step further. We are just choosing to give how we feel power. Now, if you follow me on Instagram or have listened to other podcasts, I've been implementing a nutrition plan in accordance with my cycle days. And I'm almost a month into it and definitely seeing some patterns. And the past few days I've been tired, which equates with my cycle days and where I'm at with that. So now knowing why I feel the way I do totally changes my perception and my perspective on that, right? So I could be like, oh, I'm tired, I need caffeine, I need sugar, blah, 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 blah. And then hence some not so good afternoon choices, which I have a history of doing. However, now that I know that, okay, there's a few days in your cycle that you're going to be more tired, I'm like, okay, I'm tired, this too shall pass. And figuring out different ways to cope with that, different solutions, is very empowering. So what we need to do is have a perspective shift in our learning pattern, right? We need to recognize the value of being honest with ourselves, because let me tell you, like, that is the other stumbling block. I think a lot of times it's very easy for us to watch other people on social media, or maybe you've been in a Facebook group before. I used to do those all the time, and there will be these flies on the wall that just sit and watch and see what everybody else is posting, what everybody else is doing, but they're not connecting with the group. They're not sharing their own experiences, and not being honest with themselves and being vulnerable with themselves in that connectivity accountability setting, and that hinders your progress. I will just come out and say it. I feel like it hinders your progress so much. But you have to be honest with yourself, because what we tend to avoid is deadly. It's always going to be there. We have to just learn how to face it head on. And what we delay, right? What we delay, what we avoid, what we mask, we're going to deny. But at some point in time, it will rear its ugly head, most likely not on your schedule. So that's why I like attacking those problems on our own schedule, and just like biting the bullet and be like, okay, this is gonna help me grow, this is gonna help me learn, this can help me be 1% better. I heard a really, really fun quote today in some of my personal development, is that everybody grows older, but not everybody grows up. Boom, right? Like, I just love that quote. Everybody grows older, but not everybody grows up. And that's so entirely true. I am here to grow up. I am here to grow intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, physically, like all of it. Like, I am just here for that growth, and it is my passion and it is my purpose. And if that rubs people the wrong way, I am not sorry. But if we know what we need to do, but we don't actually do it, right? It's really the avoidance of doing the hard work. So I want to challenge you today to do the hard work, because the other thing that I see with women who quit, or women who maybe just kind of like surface level things and they just kind of bebop along, just kind of ride along, right? Ride the wave of this health and wellness journey, make a little progress here and a little progress there. You are wildly capable. Every single woman is wildly capable of success. They are wildly capable of the vision that they have, the dream that they have, what they see Sally Sue doing on Instagram. They are wildly capable. Did you hear that in the back of the room? You're wildly capable. But what I see is that we step out of the shadow, right? Like, we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to be honest. We don't want to be accountable. We don't want to be these things, yet we want this. So really ask yourself, is that what you really want? What is holding you back? Fear of failure? You have to fail in order to be successful. Look at every single person that is successful in the world, people you look up to and idolize. They, at one point in time, were not successful. It just probably didn't hit the highlight reel, right? So let's just be real here. We're always gonna fall on our face. I am always sharing in my mastermind, like, my slip ups, my F ups, my messes, my failures, but they're always learning opportunities. And if you have that perspective shift to be like, okay, this is what I said I was gonna do. I don't feel like doing it, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Cause you do it for your kids, you do it for your husband, you do it for your best friend. Why not do it for you? We have to change and normalize this, that it is okay to do things for ourselves. It is okay to mess up. It is okay to F up. It is okay to fail. But it's not okay to not have the integrity to do the things you said you wanted to do. Okay, so what do you think about that today? And I challenge you to level up with this thinking. Recognize that the value of being honest with yourself and stop avoiding. Stop avoiding. And just go back and think. Competency, right? Because we're all smart. We all know a lot. We're all aware of a lot versus integrity. Actually doing what you said you'd do. So I hope and I pray that this hits you in the feels. And I hope and I pray that you remember you're wildly capable. Go out there and do great things. Until next time.